tonight we're thinking about his vacation and what we were going to do while he was gone, and then it just everything really worked out well. There was that the person that was here last week, I wasn't here, so I understand that he did a very good job, but he called like a week before, and he had been here before, so we didn't have to check him out that much, and so that just worked out so well. God just put him there for us. And then also Pastor Bruce and I were in the office over there on a Saturday, I forget what date it was, and Andrea's dad came in and said, I wanted to invite you guys over to, we're going to have a little get-together for my daughter who graduated from Simpson College. And Andrea, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, well. And I didn't know Andrea. I mean, she's been around for like 12 years, as she tells me. And, you know, there's so many little Hmong kids. And so it's like, well, one of them. And then all of a sudden, you know, grown up and graduated from college. And I don't know if you're going to tell your testimony a little bit or not, but I'm feeling the call of God to go into the mission field. So it's really, really neat to get acquainted with her. And then when Pastor Bruce and I saw the slideshow that she put on about her mission trip to Thailand, and we thought, oh, that would be so neat to show for our congregation so that I hope we can get a blessing out of that. So Andrea graduated from Simpson College with a Bachelor of Science, I suppose, in sociology. And now she plans on going to TEDS in NIAC in New York, Alliance Theological Seminary. So I just really, and I did have a Bible verse too that I wanted to bring. I was the other day I was doing my morning devotion and a Bible verse came that I just wanted to share. It's appropriate here. In Jeremiah 17:7, it says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they go right on producing delicious fruit." So, I guess that's about it. I hope that we can welcome Andrea. And let's see, were you going to, for a mic? Okay, you can just hold it. Okay. So let's welcome Andrea Yang. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, it is a pleasure to be here. Before we start, can we just go into prayer? Dear Lord, Father, I thank you so much that you brought me here, Lord, and it was because of you and like what Ed was saying, Lord, this is all your doing, Lord, and I thank you so much for just allowing me to be here this morning. Father, I pray that as I present my mission trip to Thailand, Lord God, I pray that you will speak through me, Lord, to Northbrook Alliance, Lord, and the things that you want to reveal to them about you and about your people in Thailand, Lord. And Father, I just pray that your presence will be here with us, Lord. And I just thank you so much for being good and that we can trust in you and stand in a strong foundation. Amen. Hello? Okay. All right. I wanted to thank Ed and Pastor Bruce for allowing me to be here this morning. It was a pleasure to see you guys at my graduation party. So I noticed that I was going into Hmong, and then I saw you guys sitting there, and then I switched back to English, you know, just to so that you guys can kind of hear, you know, what I did in Thailand. But I'll tell you guys a little bit about myself. I graduated from Simpson University in Redding, California, and I just graduated this past April. I basically grew up in Hmong Community Alliance Church. We were one of the first families that came here, so I've been here for about a little over 10 years, and I'm about 21 years old, so came when I was like 10, 11, 12. So first of all, before I start, I just want to praise God that He's good and He's merciful to His people in Thailand, and about 95% of Thailand's population are Buddhists, and they're very devoted, you know, believers in the Buddhist religion, and everywhere you go, there are Buddhist shrines everywhere. You turn the corner and they're there, and people come there, you know, as a daily devotion. They put some, you know, fresh flowers on there, a little, you know, a little fruit and everything as a sacrifice. However, on the light side of that, God is incredibly merciful and good to the Thai people, or just the people there that are bound to this Buddhist religion there. There are a lot of Christians there, and there are a lot of missionaries in Thailand. This is my second trip to Thailand. My first trip was in 2004, and I just going back for the second time and seeing churches that have grown, seeing people that have decided to commit their lives to Christ. When I met them 2 years ago, they weren't Christians. So it was a good experience to see that God is moving in Thailand, and that He is alive there. And it's not just Thailand and it's stagnant. Like, there are missionaries there that have devoted their lives to Christ for years. And for example, our missionary host through the CMA office was Janice Quinlan. I don't know if you guys are familiar with her, but she's been in Thailand for 25 years, devoted her time to the Thai people there, which is a blessing to be with her. And I will give you guys an overview of our trip. There's about five of us. I co-led with David Burnham, and he attends the Salem Alliance Church in Oregon. And we were co-leaders. We led with three team members, Ku Tao, Xing Yang, and Tyler Ellis. So it was about five of us, not that much, but it was good for us to get to know each other since there wasn't a big group. Our first week we spent at a Hmong refugee camp, and what an experience that I can share with you guys a little bit about was when we first approached the gate. We landed in Bangkok, and we had a 5 to 6 hour, you know, van ride up there, and we got up to the gate, and they wouldn't allow us to go in because there's just, you know, this big political issue with the Hmong crossing over from Thailand or Laos to Thailand. So they didn't allow us to enter the refugee camp. So after, you know, the pastor drove us down there, a Thai pastor drove us down there, and they were speaking in Thai, and we were all like, oh no, what's going to happen? You know, we're getting put in jail. So we were pretty scared too. They were pretty skeptical in letting us in, but they said we had to give them our passports for them to hold on for the time that we're going to be in the camp. So we were going to spend about a week in the camp, and one of the Hmong missionaries, Lee Her, she took us there, and she just said to them, if, you know, we drove all this way and you guys really want to go in, might as well just give it to them. So we gave them our passports and we got to go in. But praise God that nothing happened to our passports, and we got to go inside and great things happened. We visited church members. We were basically with youth there, and they were Hmong youth from Laos. They took us to their little huts. They made the United Nations gave them some tarp, and they made this hut out of straw, and the tarp was tied over the roof, so you know, rain won't leak through the straw roof. So just very, very, you know, you can tell they live in poverty, and there's, you know, really, really small, you know, the hut could be about the size of a walk-in closet, and we walk in and they're like, oh, this is our family's house of eight, you know, there's eight of us living in here, and we're just like, oh, you know, it's our compassion for these people just, you know, we just couldn't explain it. Tyler and David and Ku and Shane and I, we were given a chance to give a short devotions, encourage the youth there, and just kind of tell them, you know, we came here to visit you guys. You know, God brought us here to encourage you guys. And they were just very encouraged. They were so sad when we left. And our hearts were just really sad. We didn't want to leave. But we had another project to do. We, after a week, we went to Northeast Institute of Theology. And what we did there was, that's when we stayed with Janice Quinlan, and there was a missionary from the Philippines, and she is, her name is Beth, and they are basically, they were like our parents in Thailand. They're our missionary parents, and we stayed at the Northeast Institute of Theology, and what we did there was we renovated rooms. There was an alumni room, and it was just, the walls were just like coming off, and there was just, you know, rust everywhere, and the alumni really wanted to come back and spend time with some of the students there, but they didn't have a place to stay, so they found this room, and they decided to make it the alumni room, and so Janice said, let's go to the store, so we went to the store, and they had this store, and it's kind of like the Home Depot, but it's in Thailand, and so we went, and we bought, like, mirrors and just all these things, and Janice was so generous. There's a truck where it's a truck, and then on the back, it's not, you know, like a pickup truck. There's two seats, and there's a roof over it, and they call it song towels. So Janice owned one of those, and what she would do was she would drive, and then the whole team would sit in the back of the pickup truck, and we would just, she would go really fast, and it was just so fun to sit in one of those. But we would drive to, like, the Home Depot, and we would just get a bunch of stuff, paint rollers. We chose the paint for the room that we were going to paint, so she allowed us to do that. It was definitely it was hot, and, you know, we were thirsty, and sometimes we wanted to faint because it was just so hot, and we were outside working, but Janice was just so loving. She'd come, and she'd be like, you guys can take a break, and we're like, we took a break 30 minutes ago. She was, you can take another one. So Janice was so loving. She was like a mother to us, on the weekends, we went to the Antioch Training Center. So there was a Korean missionary from South Korea, and they founded a training center. So basically what they do is they house Hmong and Thai students who want to go into full-time ministry, but their parents don't have the income to send them to school. And so there's about 14 students that live there, ages ranging from 15 to 27. So there are kids who leave their houses at 15 years, you know, at 15 years to go live at this center, and they go home for 1 week a year. And I asked them, do you miss your parents? You know, you leave home when you're 15 and you spend 8 years in this training center until you graduate. You know, basically you leave your family at 15. And I talked to one of the girls, and she said, you know, well, I love God, and maybe comes to show that maybe I love God just a little more than my family. And I was, this 15-year-old girl said that to me, and I was 21, and I go to college in California, and I come home for 3 months a year, and it's already hard for me, so I was just really moved by this 15-year-old girl with so much wisdom. And so what we do at the Antioch Training Center is we have an English camp, and we teach kids. Kids come from all over the villages in the town, and they come to this English camp, and we basically have games, activities for them. And after that, well, we teach the kindergartners and the elementary school kids first, and then after that, we teach the preteens and, you know, adults who want to advance in their English more. And on Sundays, we visit two churches with the ATC students or the Antioch Training Center students. And there's just two churches that they're currently, I guess you'd say, discipling right now. And so we help them. And then after church is done, they don't go home. You know, church is done here and everyone goes home, you know, goes back to their business. But in Thailand, after church is done, they hang around church for hours and hours and hours. So what we do after that was, after church is over, we volunteer to teach English. So we volunteer to teach English, but the Antioch Training Center students, they are all very, very talented. They can play all sorts of instruments. There's a student there who's very, very good with computer programming, so he teaches students a little bit about how to use the computer. So just to keep in mind, these students are from the, these little kids are from the village, so they probably never really, they don't even know how to type. So they're learning new things at the ATC Center, or the Antioch Training Center. And then lastly, we, for a month, we go to this orphanage two times a week. And it is founded by an Australian Christian, and we basically play with children who are HIV positive because their parents are either dying of HIV or have already died from HIV. So a lot of these children are HIV positive. So it was sort of a risk in going there because a lot of the kids are really naughty and they could just scrape their arms or legs, and you know they could be bleeding. And then throughout the week, our team were also doing hard labor work around the in the college too, the seminary that we stayed at. So we have cuts and on our hands and legs as well, and mosquito bites. So it was kind of a risk, but praise God that nothing happened, and that all we did with these kids was just play with them and show them love, and they would climb all over us. You'll see pictures in the slideshow, and you'll get a view of how energetic these kids were. But these kids were HIV positive, and they don't have parents, but just the love they get from the staff at the orphanage is encouragement for us to see that these kids are loved and in a very good environment. So I just want to encourage everyone that God has a calling for everyone, and sometimes there are people who God are calling to missions, full-time ministry, or just simply evangelizing around your town. And it is very important to spread the gospel because we have hope in Jesus Christ, and we have a light, and it's good to shine that light. It's good to go tell other people about this hope that we have that is so good. So I just want to encourage everyone to be confident in your hope in Jesus Christ. And I just want to encourage the youth. Here I met Brittany, sitting back there, and I just wanted to encourage the youth that take the time to, go on short-term missions trip, through your church, through other churches, with some friends, maybe through the short-term missions department in the CMA district. Take any opportunity you can, because when you go overseas, you see things, you experience things that will change you forever. I think that's definitely something that's happened to me. I went overseas for two times already to Thailand, and God has just really called me to missions. But I graduated with a bachelor's in psychology, so that's totally a turnaround. But God's will overpowers mine. So I just want to close with a scripture reading from Acts chapter 17, verses 22 to 31. And if you do have your Bible, you can turn with me. Again, it is Acts chapter 17, verses 22 to 31. And it says, Then Paul stood in the middle of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I see that you are extremely religious in every respect. For as I was passing through and observing the objects of your worship, I even found an altar on which was inscribed, 'To an unknown God.' Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he is Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in shrines made by hands. Neither is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives everyone life and breath and all things. From one man he has made every nation of men to live all over the earth and has determined their appointed times and the boundaries of where they live, so that they might seek God and perhaps they might reach out and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Being God's offspring, then, we shouldn't think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, an image fashioned by human art and imagination. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God now commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has set a day on which he is going to judge the world in righteousness by the man he has appointed. He has provided proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead."